Okay. Beaches are back open in Wood County. Dexter and Northwood County Park beaches are open for swimming. The bacteria count is back to a safe level and you're free to swim. Remember that heavy rain can affect water quality and you should avoid swimming for 24 to 48 hours after we get a heavy rain. The Wood County Health Department will continue to monitor the water quality of beaches through the end of August. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign starts tomorrow. The Portage County Sheriff's Office is joining law enforcement agencies across Wisconsin for the campaign that runs August 16th through Labor Day, September 2nd. The campaign isn't about stopping and arresting motorists. It's about saving lives and preventing needless tragedies during the holiday season. Last year, there were almost 6,000 alcohol-related crashes that resulted in 159 deaths. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Badger's name is starting quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Phil Longo, the Wisconsin Badgers offensive coordinator, was asked, so who's the new starting quarterback? Is it Braden Locke or the transfer from Miami, Tyler Van Dyke?
We have named Tyler Van Dyke our starter. I will tell you that Braden Locke, last year it was Tanner Mordecai, and the number two was Braden Locke. This year it's Tyler Van Dyke, and we really see Braden Locke. I've mentioned to you in the past how much better he's gotten this year. That's how well Braden has done here in camp. But right, as of right now, Tyler Van Dyke is our starter.
NFL, the Packers flying to Denver for a joint practice against the Broncos tomorrow. Sunday night, the starting quarterback will not be Jordan Love. It'll be backup Sean Clifford.
I do think that when the lights come on, it's a little bit different for me. I don't know. It's just an excitement level. I do like to kind of think of myself as a gamer in a way.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their four-game series with the Dodgers. The Crew winning last night, 5-4, thanks to closer Devin Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers possible this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Low mid-60s. For tomorrow, more clouds, a few storms again popping up. Highs to the mid-70s. Partly sunny, isolated showers in upper 70s Saturday, low 80s and mostly sunny Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles from opening day to all those summer nights. You'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers is in the guest host chair and our replay of a great interview with Kelly Call and Sean Hamnish of the new film, Just a Bit Outside. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts. So badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other. Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not dreaming.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
you make it hard. Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes and for always. I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret. Are you still listening? Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart. And I love you. I am yours. You are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard.
Change my life, make it right, be my lady. only got one. The dream has gone, but the baby is real. Oh, did a good thing. She could have been a poet, or she could have been a fool. Oh, did a bad thing. And I'm not happy, and I'm not sad.
This Night Has Opened My Eyes, another Smiths classic from the mid-1980s. And before that, we opened up the second hour of Seth Faces the Music with Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, the classic from Crosby, Stills, and Nash from their self-titled debut album. I actually think that's one of my all-time favorite songs, or multiple songs all crammed together, as it really sounds like it is. Up next, we have a man who was part of a 60s iconic duo, went off on his own, and possibly had even greater success from one of his great solo offerings. Here's Paul Simon from Still Crazy After All These Years. Here's Silent Eyes. Thank you.
silent eyes, burning in the desert sun, halfway to Jerusalem, and we shall
Let's keep it rolling here on Seth Faces the Music, everyone, as we continue with our songs about eyes. Coming up in the next set, we have probably one of the biggest hits of the 1980s. And I'm not kidding, everyone. It's a one-of-a-kind song. Don't miss it here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Are you an annoying coworker? Sending emails when everyone else is sleeping? Do they ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts that can help you find a better bed, like a Tempur-Pedic. It has technology to keep you cool at night, meaning anyone, even people like you, can sleep. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Get everything for your next project at Menards. Tackle tough jobs with Loctite Power Grab. This all-purpose construction adhesive is easy to use and bonds to a variety of materials. Plus, it's high strength, paintable, and reduces the need for clamping with 0 second instant grab. Save big money on Loctite Power Grab at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Twice. She's pure as New York snow. She
got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo, stand on the side. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. She'll lay you on the throne. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She's ferocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
ride.
One of the great doo-wop songs of all time, that was Lee Curtis with Pretty Little Angel Eyes, and before that, oh, the great Kim Carnes with Betty Davis Eyes. Now remember, when that song was recorded, Betty Davis was still alive, and she wasn't sure if she liked the idea of the song being named after her, but she got in contact with Kim Carnes, they discussed it, and she actually ended up liking the song. So it all turned out pretty nice. Up next, we're going back to the 1960s, the, I think, first band of the great Todd Rundgren, whose career, you know, we could go on and on about after the 1960s. But here's an odd little ditty from his band, The Nazz. Here's Open My Eyes.
Should've read the note.
The band that grew out of the ashes of the House Martins, that was The Beautiful South with Shoulda Kept My Eyes Shut from their classic album Choke. One more segment to go here on Seth Faces the Music for today, everyone. Don't go anywhere. We've got one of the great Canadian bands, one of the great Canadian voices of all time, coming up next here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are making some changes to the state's elk hunting rules. The Department of Natural Resources Board is turning the elk hunting season into one continuous season between October 15th and December 15th. The plan also states the goal to grow Wisconsin's elk population while at the same time minimizing interactions between elks and humans. Governor Evers says Tuesday's failed referenda show Republicans weren't serious about amending the state constitution to remove his power to allocate federal money.
If they felt that strongly about this thing, this effort, they wouldn't have put it on an August primary. So no, this is get back at Tony Evers thing.
Evers says he makes no apologies about how he doled out pandemic relief funds. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. The Village of Port Edwards has hired three new members to the Port Edwards Fire Department. John Jansen recently retired from the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department after almost 30 years of service. Michael Kohler is a current member of the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department and recently moved to the area from Plover. Jessica Lease has 15 years of emergency service experience as a critical care paramedic, having recently served in Washera County. Jess will be taking Firefighter 1 this fall, along with several others. The Port Edwards Fire Department is still hiring to build their department back after close to a dozen members resigned over the past year, including the chief. Many said the reason they resigned was because of harassment from the village board. Please stay off the playground equipment at Grant Elementary for a few more days. This is still an active construction site, and the blacktop is being laid this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, movie fans, as the summer winds down and you're behind on your summer flicks, here are some suggestions in order of my personal enjoyment. Topping the list is Inside Out 2, which I thought was a near-perfect film. I actually liked it better than the original, and it crushed several box office records. If you hurry, you can still catch it on the big screen. Mad Max Furiosa was nonstop fun, and although not the spectacle its predecessor, Mad Max Fury Road, was, it was a heart-pounding fun ride. It is now available to stream, and although not as spectacular in your living room, still a great watch. Number three for me is A Quiet Place Day One, as I really liked how there were no huge stars, which helped me lose myself more in the story. I actually liked the pacing better and the urban setting in Day One more than either of the first two Quiet Place films. Other films that will provide lots of entertainment, Dune 2, The Bike Riders, Civil War, Twisters, and Challengers. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers possible this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Low mid-60s. For tomorrow, more clouds, a few storms again popping up. Highs to the mid-70s. Partly sunny, isolated showers in upper 70s Saturday, low 80s and mostly sunny Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes. That was an early track from the Supremes. Good song, but it was not a hit, unfortunately. And before that, we opened up this final set with what was a huge hit for the Guess Who, These Eyes, from the record Wheatfield Soul. Up next, we have a band from the 1990s that basically invented the genre of trip-hop. They were known to be kind of a downcast band, but man, did they have some interesting tunes like this one. Here's Portishead with Western Eyes. And that's just about going to do it for this show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in, for following along. Don't forget to check out Spotify for the playlist. You get to hear my little bits as well. Now we got a new cool setup, so make sure you check that out. We're going to go out on a big hit for the Alan Parsons Project back in the early 1980s. Here's Eye in the Sky from the album of the same name. So long, everybody.
Our southern border isn't chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
It's Friday, y'all. We're talking education policy and everything that the Biden-Harris administration has gotten done for our young people who are indeed our future.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. Now, I was involved in politics for 30-plus years. I've never seen anything in the state of Wisconsin like I saw in Eau Claire last week. 2 miles away from the venue, and there were cars parked alongside the roads.
It's not just cities. It's rural places and small towns and medium-sized towns. It's everything. Voters realize in this moment they have the power to shape history.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.